T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Here we go, the beginning of the end, the fourth and final hour of the Bobby Mack Electric Radio program here on the penultimate workday of the week with yours truly, the attack dog of the right, the bombastic loudmouth of the south. Let's do that. This hour, remarkably similar to the preceding three, in that if you'd like to talk to me, all you got to do is grab your phone. Use the Ingalls Advantage talk line number, 800-347-1063. If you prefer to send me a text message, and many do, we get a ton of them every day, just use the Common Sense Retirement Planning text line number. That would be 71307, and my email is now back up and running. That is bob@1063word.com. Speaking of the text line, and about what we were talking about, it spending too much money in Amazing True Facts. Bobby, about spending, there was a time I joined Live Nation and saw some incredible concerts for about 2 years or more, but I'll never be able to see who I saw again. Same with my Peace Center annual ticket packages. I indeed spent a small fortune, but I'll never regret it. Bobby, timing, as you know, is everything. The Navy admits the UFOs, releasing those videos just prior to an invasion of a U.S. Air Force installation. Uh-oh. Bobby, gray hair? Nope. I am too vain. Bobby, Emmylou Harris, one of the prettiest women I've ever seen. Does Emmylou have gray hair? She must. I guess that's what it's a reference to. Off the subject, Bobby, a CDL instructor told us CBD oils will make you fail a drug test. No, that's an urban legend. Certainly the ones from your CBD store that contain zero THC, you're not going to fail any kind of drug test. Bobby, the government has silos so strong it doesn't matter how many people were there, they could never get in. Well, as I mentioned, you're going to ignore those signs that say use of deadly force is authorized? You want to push them on that one? See if they mean business or not? Hey, Bob, you used the phrase, if it walks like a duck, earlier. I tell my inspectors, if it looks wrong, smells wrong, or tastes wrong, be glad that you didn't step in it. Cheech and Chong fans will understand right away from Tony in Pickens. Thank you, Tony. Appreciate that. And I think, yeah, I believe that catches me up with the text line. Okay, good deal. There has not been much discussion lately. Of course, the media would like to play this down anyway, but the soon-to-be-released Inspector General's report from Michael Horowitz. What are we going to learn when that finally comes out? It was going to be out in April, then it was going to be out in May. Here we are now on the cusp of October, and it's still not out. But a lot has happened in the meantime that has caused, I think, further investigation. Piece today at thehill.com. What will Department of Justice Inspector General Michael Horowitz's latest investigation reveal? Will Congress hold hearings about it? Will former acting FBI Director Andrew McCabe actually get indicted? After all, it's said that a motivated prosecutor can indict a ham sandwich if they want to. We're so wrapped up in the daily TikTok, we could be losing sight of a big picture that's come into focus over the past 2 years. For the first time in our nation's history, an inspector general, one appointed by President Obama, has determined that at least two men who sat in the top spot at the FBI committed multiple violations that warrant possible prosecution. That in itself is a scandal with national implications deserving of headlines, congressional hearings, and promises to overhaul a broken system. Of course, the complicating factor in the whole mess is that the government entities responsible for addressing any of this wrongdoing are the same ones inextricably tied to the alleged wrongdoing. The DOJ and the FBI employ enough people to populate a mid-sized city, more than 113,000. Both agencies are much more than the top men or women in charge. Even as certain personalities are divested, tentacles run deep. Ties cross administration and party lines. The recent past provides little reason to think this behemoth can always be neutral when it comes to its own. The machine has proven it can move swiftly when it comes to criminal cases against certain politically connected figures for relatively small infractions, but it has shown less commitment when it comes to others. By way of a few examples, we can start with the scathing 2016 election year ruling by the FISA court. It found the National Security Agency, the NSA, guilty of institutional lack of candor in its spying on U.S. citizens. The court also said the NSA's practices raised serious constitutional issues. That sounds pretty serious, but as far as we know, the FBI pursued no investigation into any responsible officials. And after years of surveillance abuses, well documented by the FISA court and others, FBI Director Christopher Wray testified to Congress that there have never been any. Also, during the 2016 election year, administration officials conducted rampant unmaskings, revealing protected names of incidentally surveilled U.S. citizens. But after President Obama's United Nations ambassador, Samantha Power, testified that someone else made unmasking requests using her name, there seemed to be a conspicuous lack of curiosity. As far as we know, the FBI did not move to expose who was responsible for any possible violations of national security and privacy protections. When the FBI lost thousands of text messages sought by the inspector general between FBI official Peter Strzok and Bureau attorney Lisa Page, with whom he was romantically involved, it was chalked up to a technical snafu and the case was closed. There was no announcement at the FBI about steps being taken to ensure such a major blunder wouldn't happen in the future. There was only what amounted to a symbolic shrug. The chaser to that debacle was Strzok and Page text messages from their time working for Special Counsel Robert Mueller, which also ended up somehow deleted. There has been no swift public action that we know of on 8 criminal referrals that 2 House Intelligence Committee Republicans, David Nunes of California and John Ratcliffe of Texas, sent to the DOJ more than 5 months ago. There's no word of any action more than 8 months after Senators Lindsey Graham and Chuck Grassley sent a criminal referral to the DOJ against Christopher Steele, author of the anti-Trump political opposition research dossier. The DOJ took a pass on filing charges against ex-FBI Director James Comey for alleged violations that the inspector general documented with precision in more than 70 pages of a report last month. Finally, there have been no FBI apologies offered to former Trump campaign volunteer Carter Page after the FBI wiretapped him for more than a year. No postmortem launched into how the FBI could have been so wildly wrong when swearing to the court over and over again that Page was a Russian spy. So as Americans wait to see if a shoe is about to drop in McCabe's case, the adage about indicting a sandwich is true. But the calculus may be different when those in charge of indicting the sandwich are the same ones making it. That's Cheryl Atkinson writing today at thehill.com. In other words, don't hold your breath. Sad but true. 17 after 6 here on the Bobby Mack Show. We'll be right back.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Welcome back. 622 here, the Bobby Mack Show, and the penultimate workday of the week, the Thursday edition. President today essentially saying, now, well, what the heck? I'm not going to win California anyway. President Trump telling reporters aboard Air Force One that within a week, his administration will slap San Francisco, the city by the bay, with a notice of environmental violations related to the city's homelessness problem. You think they have one? I mean, when they have, what, three different websites that point out areas of city to avoid because the homeless are defecating on the streets? The president making the remarks while returning to Washington yesterday after a two-day fundraising trip to California. What'd they get, like $15 million, I think? Trump said the EPA, the Environmental Protection Agency, will give San Francisco a notice related to the tremendous amount of pollution flowing into the ocean from the city's storm sewers. He also said hypodermic needles also littered the sewers there and were polluting the sea. Trump did not mention the source of the information. It's a terrible situation that's in Los Angeles and in San Francisco, and we're going to be giving San Francisco, they're in total violation, we're going to be giving them a notice very soon. Meantime, the Trump administration poised to revoke California's authority to set their own auto mileage standards, asserting that only the federal government has the power to regulate greenhouse gas emissions and fuel economy. Conservative and free market groups have been asked to attend a formal announcement of the rollback that happened yesterday afternoon at EPA headquarters in Washington. Gloria Berkquist, a spokeswoman for the Alliance of Automobile Manufacturers, said that her group was among those invited to the event, including EPA Administrator Andrew Wheeler and Transportation Secretary Elaine Chao, who is also, by the way, Mrs. Mitch McConnell. The move comes after the DOJ recently opened an antitrust investigation into a deal between California and four automakers for tougher pollution and related mileage requirements than those sought by the president. Trump also has sought to relax Obama-era federal mileage standards nationwide, weakening a key effort by his Democrat predecessor to slow climate change. You know, they keep talking about the Paris Accords, and we heard today, you know, Amazon is going to be free of greenhouse gas emissions by 2040. What are they going to do about China and India? Substantially worse polluters than the USA ever was, and certainly substantially more than we are today. Top California officials and environmental groups pledged a legal action to stop the rollback. Well, of course they did. So they'll fight it out in court. Interesting, though, now the Ninth Circus Court of Appeals has substantially more balance with some Trump-appointed judges on there. And here's another example of the pressure that can be generated by the gun grabbers on the left. This from Breitbart today. Report, Colt to cease AR-15 production for the civilian market. Colt Firearms has reportedly decided to stop AR-15 production for the civilian market, marking the end to some of the most iconic AR-15s ever, as Colts were a go-to for AR consumers as America's love for the modern sporting rifle emerged in the late 20th century. Guns.com reporting Colt Senior VP Paul Spitali indicated the company is shifting away from ARs and toward the Class 1911 Colt revolvers. That should be towards the 1911s and Colt revolvers and other guns Americans want for concealed carry, because a 1911 is not a revolver, of course. Spitali said, we're going to focus on the products that our consumers are asking for. We've expanded our 1911s and our revolver line, and that market has been very positive for us. Shooting Illustrated, quoting VP Spitali, saying Colt's decision to refocus production was based on customer feedback. Spitali made clear Colt's position on making rifles for civilians could be reversed in the future if the market changes to support a higher production of modern sporting rifles again. Obviously, he misspoke here, according to the left. He should have said support a higher production of assault weapons, right? Yeah. But for now, the 1911, the King Cobra family of revolvers and similar firearms will be Colt's focus. You know who's going to be happy to hear that? Palmetto State Armory. They make the PA-15, which is virtually identical. Smith & Wesson, their M&P 15 Sport 2, Aero Precision, LWRC, Bravo Company, and Daniel Defense, who are all manufacturers of that same kind of weapon. I'll take a quick break here at the bottom of the hour. Little Annie is out today. Hopefully we'll be back tomorrow. We will see. And Evan, of course, is filling in the meantime in the new center. I'm right back with the last half of the bonus hour here on Thursday, including today's edition of Boneheads on the News.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Work, 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 work.
You are precisely correct, Governor LePetitme, and that's what we do. We slave away for 4 hours each day over a hot microphone, computer terminal, and all the rest, just to keep you entertained and informed. 6:36 now, 24 before 7 here on the Bobby Mac Show. Oh, by the way, this just in this afternoon in my email, State Representative Jonathan Hill passed this along to me. Down in Columbia today, our Attorney General Alan Wilson issued an opinion on City of Columbia Ordinance 24-264, concluding that the courts would most likely rule that a new ordinance, that 24-264, violates a state law that preempts the local regulation of firearms. What's going on here? Well, you know, Columbia, substantially more liberal than you would think here in a red state. The Attorney General's opinion further states the city council's attempted distinction between regulating the storage of a class of firearms instead of the firearms themselves is a, quote, distinction without a difference. Now, State Representative Jonathan Hill, who requested the opinion on 25 July this year after Mayor Steve Benjamin's announcement of the passage of this ordinance, said this opinion by Attorney General Wilson's office reaffirms that attempts by local governments to ban certain types of guns are illegal and are not likely to stand up in court. Representative Hill continued, I appreciate this thorough examination of this ordinance and of the laws of this state, and I now call on Attorney General Wilson as Chief Prosecutor of South Carolina to take the necessary legal actions to enforce state law and prevent further overreaches by local government officials. Representative Hill is now requesting an additional opinion from the AG's office on Columbia's recent passage of a red flag ordinance, that is 2019-056, which passed earlier this week. So kudos to Representative Hill for bringing that to the Attorney General's attention and seeing that it is dealt with. About the AR-15s and Colt saying they're getting out of making those for the civilian market, Bobby, I know Oliver Arms in Spartanburg has stripped AR-15 lowers under their own name. I bought a couple. He is an FFL, that is Federal Firearms License, so complete ones should be available as well. Bobby, never forget the number one rule of politics. Being a Democrat means never having to apologize for anything. Yeah, or I guess in Canada, that would hold true, except, of course, for Trudeau's now having to apologize for appearing in brownface slash blackface. Okay, here we go. Time for today's edition of
Boneheads in the News.
Yes. So here is a couple sitting home, minding their own business, watching TV, when what happens? Well, I'll tell you what happened. A mountain lion came through their open front door into the living room. Hang on one second. I think our microphones were there and captured a mountain lion entering the home. Ew, sounds as if he means business there. Wow. Yeah, definitely. In any event, they dealt with the situation. The husband said he flicked the mountain lion's tail, and it ran to the bathroom, and then he locked it inside. Nobody was hurt. They managed to get the mountain lion out through the bathroom window. Here is the disturbed homeowner.
All of a sudden, we heard a big bang.
We thought it was a dog. Good grief, no. I was just finding out then that it was a lion.
His tail was pretty close to me, so I just flipped it a little bit. 911 had a hard time understanding what I was talking about because I probably was jabbering.
We can try to come out from the outside and dart the lion from outside the house, or we can try to coax the lion to jump out the window.
It was a terrible experience to have so late in life.
Won't leave the door open anymore.
Yeah. Happen to live in a neighborhood with mountain lions wandering around, I don't believe think I'd be leaving the door open either. Meantime, a truck hauling boxes of dice, they would be die. They were taking them to a game company, took a corner too sharply and spilled about 216,000 of them out onto the highway. And where else? Atlanta. The company says the average roll for 2 6-sided dice is 7. Based on the number of boxes that spilled, they figured the total value of the dice would have been right around 756,000. Here is the cleanup crew talking about what they were trying to do out there.
Well, it looks as though somebody took a turn too fast. I got to take a picture of this, man. Did you add up what all the rolls equaled out to? Well, if you ever wondered what $10,000 worth of dice strewn across an exit off of I-75 looks like, here it is. Try not to get killed out here on the road as we try to sell what's left of the dice. Rolling up on the last dice, and the roll is a 6. Yes! Yes.
Okay. The joys of driving in rush hour in Atlanta.
Is it too soon to say, Mama needs a new pair of shoes?
Probably, yeah. It's too soon. Too soon. Drone operator down under in Australia saved a surfer's life, probably, when he spotted a large shark circling nearby and used the speaker on his drone to warn the surfer. Here's what it sounded like.
Shark, shark, shark. Evacuate the water immediately. There is a shark in the water. Please evacuate immediately. Shark, shark, shark. There is a shark in the water. Please evacuate immediately.
I would guess that I probably followed the instructions from the drone and made a quick paddle to shore. Well, are you sick of going to the fridge to get something to eat and finding that somebody already ate what you wanted? Maybe you should do what this guy did. Or maybe not. A guy named Dave Williams, he lives in Wales, was tired of his fiance, Stacy Lowe, eating his chocolate. So he bought a see-through safe and used it to lock up his chocolate and other desserts inside the fridge. Stacy posted a picture of the fridge safe. Now it's going viral. By the way, if you want one of these fridge safes for your own fridge to pull the same move, you can get one at Amazon for $40. Bet she was thrilled with that. Now, you see, this is why kids shouldn't be writing letters. They have no idea what to do with them. 19-year-old woman named Ariana Lillard in Lincoln, Nebraska. She recently broke up with her boyfriend, so Monday afternoon she decided to take all the love letters he'd written her and set them on fire. Apparently she didn't realize one of the letters was still smoldering when she laid down to take a nap afterwards and left the burning letter on the carpet, setting it on fire. Woke up to find her apartment in flames. Fortunately, she escaped safely. Firefighters were able to restrict the fire, keep it from spreading to other apartments. Yeah, she was charged with negligent burning. She'll have an appointment with the judge next month. And finally, I know that passive-aggressive breakups are pretty hot right now, but not when they cross the line into being illegal. 51-year-old Paul Nixon, he lives in Klein, Texas. He's now wanted by the cops for divorcing his wife. Only problem is he forgot to ever tell her that they were divorced. Apparently, she found out back in May when she received a bunch of court documents telling her that her divorce was final. My what? The cops investigated, figured out that her husband, well now I guess her ex, had forged the documents from his wife, forged her signature, and forged a signature from a notary so the divorce would happen. Now he's wanted for aggravated perjury, and the cops are trying to track him down. He could get up to 10 years in prison. Oh, and because the court now knows the truth about the divorce, it's invalidated. So technically, Paul and his wife are still married, although I would imagine his wife is now consulting a nearby divorce attorney.
Boneheads in the news.
There you go. There's Boneheads for Thursday. Take a break here and then right back to wrap things up here on the Bobby Mack Show.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
In the closing minutes, the penultimate workday of the week, the Thursday edition of the Bobby Mac Show. Back to the phones we go. Let's bring in Richard here as we get near the conclusion today. Hi, Richard. Welcome to the program.
Hey, Bobby Mac. We're doing well today.
Yes, sir. Hope you are too.
Nice, cooler weather is great golf weather.
Yeah, it did feel great out there today.
Yeah. Hey, this thing you talked about with Columbia with their Second Amendment infractions and vice versa.
Yeah, gun grabbing.
Yeah, hey, I just fear, and I thought I read an article somewhere, I just don't know, it's been a while back. The way they may come for our weapons is kind of what they did with the cigarette industry and what they have done with the colas in certain cities.
Mm-hmm.
They just tax it to death.
Yeah.
And I mean, I think it envisioned a brass tax for the round casings, whatever the stuff is, it's a gunpowder, a tax or a hazardous fee on that. And, it just kind of worries me because, there's just some wackos out there, and they do it in a heartbeat.
Yeah, you bet. And your concerns are well-founded. I remember back during the Obama administration, they passed some kind of EPA regulation in an attempt to shut down one of the biggest lead manufacturing companies. It was a company in Tennessee. They're constantly looking for backdoor or side door ways to be able to accomplish their gun grabbing attempts.
Right. And I mean, if the tax doesn't work, they do like our state or other municipalities. They go to fees. They don't want to go through the stuff of saying a tax, so they have to get a certain quorum on the city council or county council. So they just say, we're just going to add a fee, and that doesn't have to go through the first, second read, and all that kind of stuff.
Right, and the takeaway from that is, and I've talked about this a lot, and I think Tara has as well, mentioning people have a tendency to kind of ignore city council, school board elections, and those sorts of things. And look, the Egyptians didn't build a pyramid from the top down. They built it from the bottom up, right?
Right. And that's where, I mean, I was going to start off is, encourage people to run and be on certain things and, councils, however. I mean, a lot of people say, there's so much criticism. I mean, you start running for office and they'll say, you were a Cub Scout leader at one of your teams wet their bed, so you're whatever pedophile.
Right.
And they don't want that.
Yep.
But there's only one man, perfect man at Walt in this world, and we just got to live with that. But, some men think they are perfect, but.
Yeah, that's for sure.
That's we all have faults. I think a lot of people, voters too, see the tax and they just say, nope, I'm the guy. You need a chance.
Yeah, it's easier. Sure, it's easier to take the path of least resistance because that way, of course, your life is, you're thinking your life is going to be simpler. You're going to avoid the conflict and all the rest. But look, unless these people get the pushback that they deserve on our constitutional rights, which are granted by God and not by Washington, D.C., then they're going to continue to push as hard as they will, and eventually, they believe, accomplish their goal.
Right.
It's a dangerous time. Richard, thanks very much for the call. I appreciate it. Good to have you here today. In on the text line, 71307, Bobby, as much as I hate to defend the Canadian Prime Minister Trudeau, enemy of my enemies, right? But those pictures of Trudeau are in a high school yearbook. He was a teacher at this private school, and they did some Aladdin event, and so he was dressed up in blackface or brownface, if you prefer, for that. This is a perfect example of the liberals changing the past and creating a present in their own ideals. It was a yearbook in a time in which a principal, vice principal, teacher, and staff alike obviously had no problem with his dressing up that way. Gotcha. Also on the text line, Bobby, Oliver Arms in Spartanburg, very good service and a lot of choices to select from. Thank you. Appreciate that. Bobby, Babel is the new Catching Murphy. Yeah, I don't know. They must have had some makeup spots in there or something because they ran pretty close together. Anything else that I've missed off the text line here? No, I think I am pretty much caught up. Good deal. I got to wrap things up for this evening. I will not be here tomorrow. I'm going to give my back a rest because I'm having some problems with that. And Tony Dale has kindly agreed to fill in for me on the Friday free-for-all tomorrow. So I will see you back here on Monday. And in the meantime, of course, we will prepare ourselves to head to the underground command post underneath a brick and steel building in a nondescript neighborhood or whatever it is. And that would be when the great one comes in on the other side, Mark Levin. And I will see you back on Monday. God bless.
That's it, man. Game over, man. It's game over.
Well, kids, that's our show for today. And now, in the words of Mr. Cole Porter, every time we say goodbye, goodbye.
You say goodbye. What? And I say hello.
Hello. I must be going. I must be going.
So long, farewell, our feet are saying goodbye. I leave and heave a sigh and say goodbye.
Goodbye to you.
I'll be back.
Goodbye to you.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s?
It's better over here.
Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.